Headspace moved to a great new location in Murray Bridge at 10 Second Street over winter. We just had a great tour. Pia Grantham showed us around. They're the community engagement team leader, and they join me now. Hi, Pia.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks so much for that tour. It was a really beautiful space, actually. You must be stoked to be in the new digs.
Yeah, we're very grateful and very proud of the new space.
What prompted that move?
We had just outgrown our space at the station. We really loved being there, but we just had excess demand and we needed more space. So we were really lucky to get some funding. Everyone from a lot of different sources pulled together and made that happen when we were able to increase the capacity of spaces that we had to see young people, really tripled or quadrupled even really the number of rooms that we had to be able to offer a clinical service to young people wanting help with their mental health.
Oh, right. So your service is for 12 to 25-year-olds. It's kind of a mixture of both immediate support in a mental health crisis, but it's also like preventative and kind of fun just activities and stuff, right?
Yeah, certainly. So something that we know is that for any sort of mental health concern is that roughly 75% of those concerns present in that adolescent age range. Really, we feel that by being inclusive and offering a range of services that, encompass that age range and, a range of severity from, that preventative space to when people are having more complex concerns, that we're able to intervene at a point that's relevant for young people and provide a range of services that are going to provide the best range of options.
Oh, I see. So I understand you've done something which is a bit different to some of the other headspaces, which has been really successful. Tell us about the open door system.
Yep, so we've got this new program called Open Door, which is really to address wait lists and to be able to offer an appointment for young people in the here and now. And we're really pleased that you could really call our headspace here in Murray Bridge and get an appointment really promptly through that program. So you don't necessarily need to see a doctor beforehand to get a referral. You can just give our office a call or stop on in and really be able to see a clinician really promptly and get some help fairly immediately.
Right, because some of the other headspaces are finding that there's a bit of a backlog, is that right?
Yeah, I think increased demand for services is a real issue for mental health services across the board. It doesn't matter where you go, whether that's an adult service or a youth service, especially with all of the pressure that we find ourselves in under the moment and the way that things are going. It's just the way of the world, really. So, this is something that we're able to offer and it's a nice position to be in, to be able to say, just give us a call. We've got appointments available.
Yeah, that is really good to hear. And also you're helping people out who are really struggling to take the steps to get jobs. Right?
Yeah, we've got this new program up and running called IPS. So it's a new vocational program and it's completely free and completely voluntary. It's staffed by experienced vocational specialists and it's all just about getting young people into jobs, really, and providing support to take that step to get competitive employment in a really supported and positive way that's integrated in supporting your mental health at the same time.
Ah, right. And that's helping with like resumes and things like that, or?
It can really be as broad as whatever you feel support would be useful or valuable in terms of, getting and keeping employment. We can provide that support over whatever time frame you feel that would be helpful for.
Yeah. With me at the moment is Pia Grantham from Headspace in Murray Bridge in a relatively new shiny spot, the old CFS. Lots of wonderful spaces for things like, one-on-one clinical support and services that are much needed in a crisis. But also tell us about some of the community engagement you guys do and some of the hangouts and stuff that people can take part in.
Well, something that I'm really passionate about and that I really like contributing to are our group programs. So they're just about providing a space which is inclusive and really fun. And so we offer some after-school programs. So on Thursdays we do a hangout, which is just for anyone to come along to. things like having snacks and games and playing Nintendo and getting to know new people. On Tuesdays, we have an LGBT hangout. We also do a bunch of different activities that sort of cycle through depending on kind of what funding we've been able to apply for and that sort of thing. So some of the fun things that we've got coming up for Term 4 include we should have a roller skating program. We've got a nutrition program, which is going on at the moment. We've got a great aerosol art program, which is starting on Thursday as well. So there's a lot. I could continue sort of listing them. We've got a young mums program. Oh gosh, I know that I'm forgetting a bunch of them. But you can find all of them either by stopping in at our Headspace Centre or checking out our Facebook or just giving us a call and asking, you know, for me, and I'll be happy to chat with you about what might be a good fit for you or what might meet your interests.
Yeah, I bet that you've seen some real transformations and friendships and some really positive stuff happening in the mental health space for some of the people that have engaged with you.
Yeah, absolutely. The number one best part about my job is getting to meet young people. They're always the best part about it. And, you know, seeing people try new things and meet new people is, you know, a real highlight always.
Yeah. And what's happening on Thursday that you mentioned a spray painting thing?
Oh, yeah. We've got, so we're doing a nice big, I think it's almost like 15 or 17 metres long, big mural out the side of our centre. And so we're working with an artist to develop that mural with young people. So the first couple sessions are building some aerosol art skills, and then the last couple sessions will actually be putting the piece of art together. So we want to see young people have their voice heard and actually have some street art, some public art displayed. So that'll be really exciting.
Oh, brilliant. So you've mentioned people can pop in 10 Second Street in Murray Bridge. How can they reach you otherwise?
Give us a call. It's 8351-2122, or check us out on Facebook. We'll definitely see a message or a comment there as well.
Great. And there's also a Murray Bridge and a Mount Barker Headspace. And for anyone over 25, talk to your doctor for a mental health plan, right?
Yeah, that would be a good way to go about it.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for your time and for showing me around as well. It's a really impressive space.
Thank you for having me.